9, and on your table you have...
I apologize that you do, oh, sorry, I apologize that you don't have a memo on this. Literally, it was emailed to me at 4:17 this afternoon. What this is you'll see the cost for services, Row, which, I thought I also had the bids for you. I can get them for you if you wanna see it. Row was the winning bid of the bidding out services that the Road Commission did on behalf of Watertown and City of DeWitt and DeWitt Township for the Safe Routes to Schools grant and the other pot, we're doing a joint project for some, for a pot of money. That basically, the only involvement that Watertown has is that the township will have to come up with some funds, and this is the first installment. But it's going to connect Lakeside Preserve and Westwind Subdivision, and those are all in the DeWitt School System. And there, it's going to connect it so that now there'll be sidewalks that basically connect the Lakeside Preserve subdivision through Herbison, across the bridge, and then there'll be a walk, crosswalk in place that will then connect into sidewalks that continue from Herbison Airport Road all the way to the high school, middle school. So now technically, kids could walk to school safely, and they can bike to school, which I've gotten actually a lot of calls about that. I didn't think it'd happen this quick. I was like, well, maybe by the time your kids are in high school, but sooner. I mean, I think they're talking about 2020 construction. So, but this is, I've also asked them as we're reviewing this process, I don't know if you can really see in the map, but Lakeside Preserve subdivision is just south of Howe Road, and Howe, the northwest corner of Howe and Airport is also going to develop. So they're talking with the developer now to leave, to make sure that sidewalks will then meet that stop sign there, because in my opinion, it's a much longer route to school, but for safe people walking, because as people wanna walk and bike more places, there's a stop sign there. There's not gonna be a stop sign at Herbison and Airport. So to me, it's safer if you're gonna go for ice cream or go to Sweetylicious or whatever to DeWitt, to actually go down Howe. So there will be sidewalks that will be just across that stop sign. So what I was looking for is part of airport construction and maintenance, that we look at sidewalks that would then also link from the sidewalks that already exist in Lakeside Preserve at the north entrance, and that would, they would go north on Airport and connect at that four corners, so that there would basically be a loop that could get through. And that would be the first step towards linking to other communities and some sidewalks. So, oh, I'm sorry. So long story short, this is for our portion of what that would be for the design.
So you said we should expect additional cost?
Yes, I think...
Do you have any idea what that might be?
I think in all, we're looking at about $20,000.
But not maybe over the years through 2020?
Yes. I think that total, I mean, I think that really you have design, and then next will be construction, but we just don't know how much the construction's gonna be until they do the design and figure it out. So, I mean, I think that the actual cost is going to be probably somewhere in the $80,000-$85,000, and I think with the grant money, it will take the township's responsibility down to in the $20,000 range.
Thanks.
Is it gonna be an overhead crosswalk over Airport?
No, it's gonna be like, I know, it's probably gonna be a marked crosswalk and maybe a flash, and maybe a flashing light, if we can get that paid for too. There is...
Dance of the Gypsies is what it's gonna be.
There's, I mean, we've talked about that. What happens, the way the Safe Routes to School grants will work is that there'll be this walking tour. So there's gonna be a firsthand experience of what it's like to stand there on that corner with traffic going 55 miles an hour, and what it might entail to make that a safe crossing. I would imagine that it will be, for sure, a marked crossing. There may be a flashing light. I don't know if there's gonna be a light they could, and we talked about being a light that they could push. It all just is more money, but they look at, they think there's really good sight distances there, so, you know, you can see traffic coming from, it's not like there's hills or anything that you have to worry about. You should be able to see and have safe time to cross. My point is, it's kind of wide there, and at 55 miles an hour, you know, it's not something that you wouldn't want to be going without an adult, let's just say that,
right.
Because that perception of how fast a car at 55 miles an hour is moving to a 10-year-old who thinks, wait a minute, now I have to go across 40 feet of pavement is,
right.
You know, I'm not the best at math, but, you know, you got to move.
So do you just need a motion to approve this project number?
Yes.
So, someone prepared for that motion.
I mean, technically I can approve the bill, I just don't want to without you saying it, so.
Okay, Mr. Chairman?
Mr. Oval.
I move that we approve the expenditure of $1,250 for project number 521.015.900515 for design work for sidewalks.
Is there support?
All support.
Moved and supported. Any further discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Mm-hmm.